Oh, that we're
Oh,
live. Yeah.
now we are. Yay.
Yay. Yay.
Yay.
We're here. We made it.
Welcome to the most inconsistent podcast slash show in history. I don't think there's more. Is anybody as inconsistent as we are with our shows?
I don't think so, but I think that's kind of part of our sparkle. You
Is
know,
it? It's
it's
like you
like
never know.
everybody else. You know,
It's like you
yeah.
never know where you're gonna get us. Like,
And that's how life is. That's how everybody lives day-to-day life.
you never know where you're going to get a new episode, new show, whatever you want to call it. It's like, listen, people, you need to start telling your friends about this, or just like spam everywhere a link, so we can start making, money to support our luxurious lifestyles that we have become accustomed to. Like, let's face
Exactly.
it. I mean, this thing makes a lot of money, but not enough to what we make in our other endeavors.
Yeah, just enough to support the podcast, but like
Yeah.
I only drink mineral water imported from other countries now. I can't, you
Exactly.
know, I need my diamond water. That doesn't pay for itself. I want that pizza with like gold flakes in it and like super expensive mushrooms.
And it wouldn't be a show
We
without.
lost Christian.
So there you go.
I lost you for a second.
I know, I saw that. I was like, what the fuck was that?
I was
Anyway.
like, oh, it's. But yeah, it's good to be back. We've both been trying really hard.
I know, and there's some major events in my life that has turned my shit upside down.
We are.
Drum roll.
We're having a baby.
Yay!
Not we, but I mean, kind of, because I am the unofficial, official godmother.
Absolutely. Which you already give him his first name. Oh, it's a boy, by the way. To those of you who don't
It's a
know.
boy.
Yes. That's gonna be interesting because
The
I'm
little pepperoni.
little pepperoni. You named them. That's what we
I'm
call them all the
so
time.
honored. I can't tell you. Like, I'm gonna brag about that forever because
You should.
people like are gonna call this baby little pepperoni for the rest of its life, his life.
Yeah.
And
No,
I'm
that's that
honored.
nickname is like sticking for a long time. Like
I'm
even
so
when
happy.
we still don't have a name, we can't agree on a name. It's like we're like, what is it, 15 weeks in or whatever it is.
Yeah,
And it's like we can't come, we can't. Well, let me bring that back.
I
We can both come up with names, but we cannot agree with a name that will work for both of us. And here's the problem. Like, I want like a super Italian name, right? And when I'm thinking about that, you got to think of like, she brought this up to me. It didn't even cross my mind. But if the kid puts a resume or something, you don't want him to sound like he just came off the boat, right? Even though
Not
it's like,
exactly. It can still be totally traditional.
yeah, but here's the other thing. She has to be able to pronounce it.
That's true.
That's the hard part. So
Like Maximo Luciano.
Luca, which was my favorite,
I
but
love Luca. There's a
well, there's a dog
story
named
behind
that
Luca.
apparently, and we can't name our kid that. Imagine that. Who came up? I know who came up with that, but I'm not gonna throw him
Call him
under the
out.
fire here. It's like, out of all the names in the fucking world, the one that you will never even hear in your life, I didn't even know how you heard about it, and you name your dog that 14 years ago in college.
So I
Like,
was
seriously?
thinking about that. Let's be honest, if it's a pretty big dog, it's not going to live that much longer. No offense. That dog's going to die before that kid turns 5.
I don't know, man. That sounds
And
super evil, but that's what I said. I'm like, a dog's gonna die, so it would be like an homage to the dog.
Memorial,
Yeah,
yes.
like a homage to the dog, right? That's the way I was looking at it. But yeah, it's not happening. It's not happening.
So just to go back a couple episodes to our Valentine's Day special, I just want to say the psychic Alicia was totally right. She said she sensed like fertility in your future.
She
And you
did.
know, to the guy that
She
never
did.
was going to have kids ever.
She did. She actually, when she called it, we were, it was, she was already pregnant. We just, no one
Unannounced.
knew
So I
because.
went back and I looked like when she said that at your face to see if like you had po you totally had poker face though. Like you did
Oh,
not
yeah, no,
have
I don't.
any
Well, this is what I tell
tell.
people. Like, am I excited about it? I guess. I shouldn't say I guess. I should say yes. But I'm not one of those
It's to be
people.
truthful. Like
Yeah, like I'm not one of those people like, oh, I can't wait to have kids, or like, you know, I wanted a boy. Like, I wanted a girl. Like, right. if my son hears this, like, sorry, dude.
Because karma is a bitch. Little karma's pepperoni. A bitch. That's the only reason.
Karma is a bitch. Like, when we did the whole gender reveal thing and we both did the gun things and it
and
literally.
Where she shot you with the gun.
Yeah, she shot me in the face with it, like the blue thing.
Yeah, blue.
And like, literally, I just made this like face at that exact moment of like, oh, fuck. Like, it's a boy. Like, everything I've done up until now, like all the bad shit, all the stupid shit, the parties, the drugs, whatever, like, you know, everything. All like, hey, let's climb this roof and try to jump to this other building, you know, that's like three stories high, because that sounds like a great idea.
So like, the funny part of that video was, okay, they're doing their gender reveal. They're both kind of facing each other a little bit, slightly out. They both have these like colored bazookas and they're like twisting them. And Christian, I think yours goes off first. And
yeah, mine went off first.
The big blue puff. And I see Nicole's face. She looks pissed at you a little bit. And then like hers goes off. But she like aims it at you a little bit. I don't know if that was on purpose or complete accident.
No, it was a total accident.
She totally smashed you with it.
It was a total accident. Like what happened there was she was trying to get it. And I guess it was too hard for her to twist it or whatever. And she just had a hard time doing it. And then
she's like, fuck you.
No, she wanted a girl too. So she saw the blue. Yeah. That was her reaction.
I can see both of your face. Yeah, both of your reactions are just priceless.
Well, obviously, we're both super happy now. So
yeah.
If my son's listening or watching this at some point in his life, I'm pretty sure we're super duper stoked that you're here. But it's like for her, she always imagined having tea time with her girl, doing all the princess shit. And, you know, because she's a woman, so she can identify with a girl. Me, on the other hand, I'm like, oh, fuck. Am I going to have to go to soccer games?
Mm-hmm.
Like, am I going to have to go to football games now? Like, I don't want to do that shit.
So that's the other thing, too. I was like, if it was a girl, like, not that you would have to be less hands-on, but, like, she could kind of take care of all of that. And now, like, it's going to fall in your lap, unless she's a total
And, like, what happens if my kid turns into a total jock? Which, you know, it's fine, but it's like, I'm not
like
a sport.
Is not interested in anything.
I'm not
that
a
you
sports
are.
Guy. Like I only watch sports for the social aspect of it. I don't watch a football game by myself at home. It's like that will never happen. I will play Red Dead 2 or whatever. You know, I will find something else to do. Right.
And then it'll be like, God, Dad, but, you're such a fucking loser.
Yes.
Oh my God, Dad, let's play video games and like talk about
Dude.
Tech stuff.
This kid's already ruining my life. Okay, so due date is September 7th. Metallica comes out and announces that they're doing the 20th anniversary of the San Francisco Symphony where they're going to play with them because they've only done it once in their whole career.
Yes.
And they're doing it one more time just because they're opening like this new place for the symphony. Guess the date of the fucking concert.
The due date.
September 7th.
Oh my gosh.
Then the next day, September 8th, is the wedding of one of my really... One of my best friends, I could say she's one of my best friends, Kayla. She lives in fucking New York, and that's who I stay with every time I go to New York. And I go to New York a lot, and it's like, it sucks. Now I can't go. Who knows what else is this kid going to do to me? He's already fucking things up.
It's also kind of cool, though, because now you have an excuse whenever you don't want to do something. Like, you never have to think of anything. Like, did I use this excuse before? Like, you know, what? I have a kid. Sorry, I'm kid sick. You know, can't stay out that late, my kid.
I am looking forward to that though, using the kid excuse for everything. I'm already using the kid excuse. Like, hey, you want to go here? No, man, pregnant wife at home, gotta help her.
Yeah, sorry.
Meanwhile, she's in the room telling me to get the fuck away from her. Dude, that's the thing. Mood swings. Holy shit. Mood swings. No. Dude, I feel bad for Jeffrey if you ever get pregnant because the fucking mood swings you're gonna have. I already know you, God. So like,
I'm pretty good about handling them as it is. Like, I catch myself and I apologize and I don't like PMS.
No.
Oh, are you going to be, you're already turning into one of those, like, just you
a mommy?
Dad.
A mommy? No. Like, all my, because
you're
I bitch about this to my friends who went through this, like, literally, like, in less than a year. And they're like, I have had columns screaming top of my lungs stuff. What am I doing with my life and what I did this to myself type of deal. And then it goes from like extreme to one extreme to the other. And you're like, are you serious? Like we just went from here to here and now everything's like all giggles and it's crazy, man. It's insane.
It's like it's PMS insane. Times 1,000.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I'm telling you, this kid's already making it miserable. And then I have to move now. I have to leave my beautiful place that I have downtown.
I feel so, this I feel very bad about.
Like, I'm
super excited about the kid, but I do feel bad that you have to move.
Yeah. I'm not saying where I'm moving because that's, nobody knows, but it's like, it's depressing.
You don't want depressing. Anybody to know.
Apparently it's not good for kids to grow up in the middle of a place with big buildings and a bunch of restaurants and bars. It's not like kid friendly, I guess.
Why? They learn about the anatomy of, you know, I mean, not only women, men too, I guess. If you take them to like the Rosie's area, Los Soles.
This isn't welcome manners. So they can go to the gayborhood. They can learn about gender fluidness and
exactly
gender bending and all that good
there
shit.
There you go. And then they learn about, you know, a woman's anatomy. Maybe they'll grow up and be a plastic surgeon surrounded by all of the motivation and
absolutely go
artwork.
To the, go to the beach so they can have like insecurities from the day they're born.
And nobody wants their kid to be a fucking nerd. So like making them grow up in a social environment, like bars and whatnot, like at least you'll have a cool kid.
Yeah, I don't know about that. You know, it's like, okay, so part of me, the more like, okay, now that I'm cool with the whole thing, that's a boy, a little pepperoni, whatever. It's like, okay, like, do we get to do cool shit together? Like, is he going to like to skateboard? Like, I have skateboards. Like, you think he's just going to grab one when he can like barely walk and be one of those like genius
prodigies?
Babies? Yeah, prodigies. Or I've told him, well, I'm like, okay, how many guitars should I buy? Like, which, like, what would be his first guitar? You know, should I buy him a drum kit?
You are such a mommy already.
I am.
Are you reading like, are you subscribed to like metal mommy blogs and stuff?
No.
Like Metallica mommy blogs?
No, there's no such a thing. But guess who owns Metalhead Dads and metalheaddads.com now?
Ooh.
So, yeah.
Good job.
I got a pretty awesome idea for that. So, got to wait till the kid's born for inspiration. But I think I'm going to do some cool shit with it.
That's awesome. Yeah, I'm so happy for you guys. I'm coming. Like, yes. I'll give you guys like a month tops, but I'm coming in October.
Okay.
We'll
in October?
Yeah. I have to work on not calling it an it. I have to like, I'm so bad about that. They're like,
just call him what you named him. You named him Little Pepperoni. That's like his name. That's what we call him all the time.
I'm going to call him Pepe.
Pepe.
Pepe. Name your baby Pepe.
That would be awesome. But yeah, you think, I know he's not going to like my music. Like that's going to,
Maybe.
No, that's a given. Come on.
No way. Because I grew up, like, I mean, listening to my grandma's oldies, which is like 40s and 50s music. And then my mom, you know, listened to all her 60s, 70s, and 80s. I love all of that music still.
That's true. I do like some of my dad's. I mean, I guess, yeah, because I grew up with my dad listening to Led Zeppelin and all that shit. So that has to be part of the influence in me and what I went, you know, that route. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, because all those bands are like, influenced by them to a point, so I don't know, but yeah, that's it. We'll see. I don't know what's gonna happen, man. This should be interesting. I'm jealous that this kid's born into like all the technology that we have already. Like,
I know
how crazy.
It's kind of scary.
Can you imagine
too.
That?
Huh? I was thinking it's kind of scary too. Like, I was thinking the other day, I'm hanging out with this like group of girls that I met recently. I thought we were all the same age, but it turns out I'm like the old fart. I'm the oldest one. I think the youngest one is like 10 years younger than me, but we mesh, so whatever. And I was thinking like, I'm so glad that I was raised kind of 50-50, like without all of the technology. I mean, we had like video games, Nintendo, like handhelds, Segas and whatnot, but also like it happened when I got older, because if I was younger, I don't know.
Yeah, that's definitely a thing that I appreciate too. Like, I know what the world was before all this shit. I know what the world was like without the internet,
and then it doesn't revolve, like your life does not revolve around it. And like people now, like
yes, I just watched my first mommy documentary that I was forced to watch. It was recommended by another mommy, and it was about social media, because I don't know anything about social media, you know?
Oh, yeah. You need all the help you can get.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So, actually, obviously, it was recommended to Nicole, and Nicole's like, we have to watch this. And I'm like, 15 minutes in, I'm like, I feel like I'm working. Like, this is my whole life, you know? And, but, I mean, obviously I know the data and like the demographics and all that shit, but I never paid attention to like how does it affect you at school and all that, because I don't have kids, obviously. But yeah, man, I couldn't imagine all the bullying we did. And I got bullied too, but I'm still friends with all those degenerates. You know, I talk to them every day on WhatsApp, you know, and it's like, with us, it was good, fun bullying, if that makes any sense. There was some evil bullying there once in a while, but at the end, we all like so tight and, you know, we're together so that we're all friends. And now it's like, you know, there's evil shit going on where people are just mean, you know?
Like they will copy your picture and like start a fake profile of you and make people think that it's you and say like crazy things or post like naked pictures.
No, but
like,
think about it.
So and so posted.
The talking shit gets amplified to a whole different level. Like there's different. Yeah. There's a difference between a rumor, you know, in school and a school which has like, I don't know, 600 students in your class. And a couple of people pass the rumor around and it only gets so far.
Right.
But once you know, a picture or whatever, once it gets through that phone, man, it's over.
It's like a wildfire.
And the other thing I didn't think about, because I don't let this get to me because I know like how much of it is fucking fake, is like how people are depressed about their lives. Like, oh, look at this person. Their life is so perfect because they're traveling around the world. Or look at this person. Their life is so perfect because they have two Ferraris. Like, it was so funny. Like, I was out and with friends on, what was it, Saturday? I was out with the Scooter Gang downtown. Day drinking. Yeah, see? That's the other thing, man. I'm not going to have a – I got to leave the Scooter Gang that I just joined.
You don't.
Yes. And then
you're moving.
But I was making stupid videos and sending them to friends like, hey guys, I'm here with my new Ferrari. And you know, it's like there's tons of Ferraris here. And I'm not trying to like, you know, like
it's true.
I'm not trying to what do you say? What's the word I'm looking for? Like
be extra
or trying to be like, oh, this place it's a fact. It's South Florida. There's tons of fucking money. There's tons of a supercar. So
it's a given.
It's a given. I had a friend of mine that was visiting. That's the reason why we went out. He wanted a tour for Lauderdale. And, you know, that was the whole point. We were pointing out cars because he was, like, going crazy about it, which is, you know, it's cool to, like, see that through other people because that's how I was when I first moved back. I was like, oh, my God, Rolls Royce. Oh, my God, Ferrari. Yeah. Oh, my God, Lambo. And it's like, after a while, it's like
that's just every day. Yeah. That's like seeing a Subaru in Oregon.
Exactly. It's the same thing. But I was making fun of people on social media. And where's that? Let me see if I can show you.
It's so funny too, because like most of your influencers and whatnot, own those. They rent them.
So I made two videos back to back, and this is in less than 15 minutes between from each other.
Hey guys, Christian Lovrich is here. Like my right here, just got this motherfucker today. They're about to detail it. Facebook ads.
That's how every single one of those videos is.
Oh, I know.
That
I know.
Is so
I was
funny.
I was sending these to my friends who do what I do, and they were laughing their asses off.
Christian here again. I'm retarding you right now with my other Ferrari because you're too poor to see this. Broke and I hate you. You suck.
But see how easy it is to like fake something? That's just me walking around and I can just stand in front of these cars and act like they're mine and people just believe everything they see in social media. And it's like,
I'm just being stupid. I don't see how people are so, I don't see how they're so invested in this because, okay, for instance, you remember Little Tay, your favorite? I know you do. They were renting houses, renting all these cars. They got in trouble because her mom, they weren't even renting. Her mom was a realtor and using these houses or these clients' cars. And it's so fake.
And that's the problem. People don't know that. People don't know that. I mean,
it's common sense. Like, it's ridiculous at this point. Like, but also society and people in general has just gotten so much dumber, I feel like.
That's true, too. I mean, I'm not the smartest out of the bunch, but at least I read books to try to keep like somewhat like intelligence in me.
Let's just not be modest. We are the smartest.
We are super smart.
We don't like to brag about it, but
I suck at math. But no, man, it's that. Okay, so there was an interview that I watched with Billy Corgan. He was in Joe Rogan, I think, and he's talking about like how when he became famous, even in the perception of his family towards him completely changed.
Yeah.
Like his grandpa who never talked to him all of a sudden, it's like he's showing him around like, oh, this is my kid. This is my grandson. Blah, blah, blah.
Yep.
it's like this, and I see it every day with what I do. It's like I create these, they're called three-step funnels. It's like, and I call it the Kardashian effect too. It's like if somebody sees you on an ad 24/7, it brings you to that celebrity status or high value, quote unquote, high value status. Cause I can record a video, and I actually did this as an experiment here to try it out. I called the Kardashian experiment here in Fort Lauderdale. What I did was I grabbed clips of this when I was doing it by myself, and I just ran them all day long in a 50-mile ratio, which is, you know, for Lauderdale. Mm-hmm. And after a week, I will go out and people will recognize me at bars.
Yeah.
I know you from somewhere. And Nicole's like, are you fucking kidding me? I was like, I told you. Like, see how fucking easy that is?
Yep.
Like, you know, and it's like, it's not that hard. If you know how to do this, it's not that hard. It's just like, I have no desire to be famous like that. Like, that would be so annoying to me. Like, I couldn't imagine going everywhere and people taking pictures. And
for social media marketing?
Yeah.
Like, once this takes off, once we get more sponsors, because just to remind you guys, we have paid sponsors right now.
Yeah.
This is going to blow up, but we can do we can pay.
But see,
body doubles and whatnot.
Exactly. But we can control, I can control who sees this and who listens to this, depending on how far I wanted to go. So like the best definition that I heard, it's like, it's good to be internet famous, but not real famous, which is yeah, let's face
people
it.
People showing up at your house.
I know we joke about this all the time, but like real famous is somebody like Kim Kardashian. Like, she can't leave the house. Like, I couldn't imagine living like that. Like, I'll be Sean Penning people left and right. I'll be punching people left and right. Like, I could, there's no way. I wouldn't have the patience.
I mean, I don't want to brag or anything, but I'm kind of reaching that level. You know, I had that TMZ encounter in the Bahamas. And
that's right.
So I was going through my others folders today to delete like creeper messages I get. Like, I don't like it piling up. And I just scrolled down to this one message that I got in 2014. It was like December. And who knows what Shannon said on Facebook in 2014 to piss this lady off, because there's just no telling.
This is where you were at your most extra on Facebook, like just fucking fighting with everyone.
Peak. Yes. So I look at her page, so I was like, I just want to see. So she called me, or she said, go take care of your homeless looking children. And it was in reference to, I guess she had gone to my profile and saw, I had a picture. My profile picture at the time was my brother, sister, and me at Christmas, like Christmas morning in our PJs and messy hair opening presents. So I was like, what? I want to see what kind of woman would, you know, comment on children that way. So I clicked on her profile, and it's like nothing but Post Malone stuff. And I'm like, okay. And then I'm like reading the comments, and they're like, your son, your boy. And I'm like, whoa, wait, is this Post Malone's mom? So I do some more digging, and that's his mom's name. It's like legit. They have all these pictures together. Her high school friends are commenting. And I'm like, oh my God, Post Malone's mom called me homeless. So I'm going to get a shirt that says that. I got in an internet fight with Post Malone's mom.
But you know what? I want to talk bad shit, but every time I see Post Malone on Airy or something, he's like the nicest guy ever. Like,
yes.
You know, it's like you can't talk shit about him.
I love him. So this was before he became famous. And one of our mutual friends made a comment in my post about it. Like, this woman made comments about us looking homeless, and then her son turned into a really successful guy who looks like a homeless dude.
I mean, listen, I'm not a fan of his music. It's just, I'm not saying it's bad. It's just not my jam. It's not my preference. Obviously, he's talented if he's made it to this level.
Yeah. I love him.
He's always a super nice guy on every single interview that I've seen with him.
Nice.
So you can't, I mean, I have no reason to hate the guy, but he does look like he's homeless with all those fucking face tattoos and shit. But,
and, like,
you know, to each its own. You know, when I was his age, my fucking face was all pierced up. But at least piercings come out. I don't know. By the time he gets tired of his tattoos, I'm sure. I mean, they can remove them now. But, you know, leave scars when you take them out now.
Right.
Don't they?
And, like, scars. And I think you can still kind of see, like, the remnants of a tattoo. What it looks like, a white tattoo, kind of, maybe. That's what I've seen, the results that I've seen. But I am just so excited about that. I mean, it's nothing to be excited over, but I really am, because this could be an in for us to get Post Malone on the show.
You should get him on the show. I would love to talk to that guy.
Grew up in Grapevine. and he's always there and so nice to people.
He grew up in Grapevine?
Yes.
I didn't know that.
I guess born in New York, but yeah, he grew up in Grapevine.
Huh. Okay. I didn't know that. I knew he was from Texas. I think Dallas or something. Because I've seen him wear Cowboys stuff, but I didn't know he was from Grapevine. That's kind of cool.
So I definitely messaged him, and then I'm probably going to message Cole Beasley, who is another celebrity I went to school with. But like, I haven't talked to Cole in I don't know how long. I'm going to be like, hey, I know you met Post and you guys are both famous. And you know what? We went to school together.
So you need to do this like tomorrow. Like,
hook it up.
That name sounds familiar. Who's that?
Cole Beasley, the Cowboys player. He's now like, he went to the Bills.
Oh, okay.
I guess Cowboys brought Jason Witten back, and not that I really care about football, but that whole situation reminds me of when Jay Leno left, Conan got the show, and then Jay's like, you know what? I'm not ready to retire. And he came back in a total douche move.
That was so fucked up. I can't believe they did that to Conan too.
Like, you've had your glory. Just go. And then he did one season or one year and left again.
Go play with your cars, man. You have like a building full of cars. Like, nah, 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 cars. I can't do the voice.
No, that's perfect.
Hold on. Well, this is a Ferrari 388. I don't even know.
That's almost like Jay Leno doing Cartman doing Jay Leno.
Yeah, that's every voice that I make.
Turning into Cartman.
So I mentioned the scooter gang. So I joined the scooter gang. My friend Eric and I started a scooter gang.
#ScootScoot.
Yep. And for those of you that don't know or live like in the burbs, where I'm probably going to end up soon. I'm so depressed about that.
I'm so sorry.
It's like if you're in a city and you go outside, there's a million companies. Like one day we just woke up and there was like scooters, electric scooters all over the fucking place, just on the ground, on the sidewalks, on the street, blah, blah, blah.
That's how it happens. Where do they come from? I never see them.
No one knows. They just appear.
Same with the bikes. The bikes were a thing like not too long ago and now it's scooters.
But I don't know. They're talking about maybe banning them.
Yeah, but they did hear.
Well, there's a lot of people getting injured.
Oh my God.
Well, think about it, man. You're in Fort Lauderdale. People are getting hammered and riding those things. And there's a shit ton of traffic here, you know, this place
is
like blowing
up. Mini New York a little bit.
It is. It's like, it's blowing up. Like they're, you got people who come from up north to like live here during the winter. I don't know how these people like don't work. Yeah. Cause let's face it, not everybody works from home. And somehow all these people come here for like 6 months out of the year and somehow live here without doing anything. Don't ask me how that happens. And most of them are Canadians.
I always want to know, what do you do? Or like, well, Canada, I was going to say Canada, they probably have like 6 months paid leave.
I don't know, man. They're like, I will say 60% of them are Canadian. And then you got New York, then you got Philly, you got, New Jersey and all that shit. But anyway, now that we're enjoying the scooters, they're talking about maybe banning them everywhere like they did with Uber. We almost set the town on fire when that happened. It was
over taxis, right? And yellow cab and whatnot, stuff like that.
Well, here's why. Because if you live here, you know the scam that they used to run where you will get in a cab and you say, I only have credit card, I don't have any cash. Is your machine working? Yeah, it's working. Of course, they're for fucking like Haiti or whatever is they're from.
Over there it's Haiti.
Yeah, which I have no problem with, but let's face it. 99% of the ones that ran the cabs here were fucking scumbags. And so they will do the ride, and then you will get there and they say, oh, the credit card machine broke. I need cash. I can take it on ATM.
Yeah, like, charge
fuck
me
you.
Now.
I was like, I told you that I only have credit, and that's it. Like, that's your own fault. And I couldn't even tell you, this is when I was a lot younger than I am now. So if you can picture in head, there was many drunken arguments in a cab at 2 a.m. or 3 a.m. or 4 a.m., which depending on what time of the morning it was and how hard I went, escalated a lot quicker than,
Sober Christian would have a problem.
But somehow I never had an issue with an Uber. Imagine that. I just press a button, go to the Uber, and that's it. I was making home and all happy, perfect, customer service and all that. But
I had an Uber cancel on me one time. The second, so they were on their way. And it was some like creeper guy to begin with anyway. Like I would never, ever feel comfortable taking an Uber by myself. Never. So they called back and to see what I was like wearing or, I was like, I have a yellow or a blue suitcase. And my husband has this color suitcase. He hung up on me and canceled the ride once he knew Jeff was coming. which is super creepy.
How did he knew that Jeff was coming?
Because I said when he called, like 10 minutes had passed since I scheduled the ride, but he called to say like, hey, I'm driving this. And I was like, okay, I have a blue suitcase. My husband has this color suitcase. The second he heard husband, he hung up on me and canceled.
That is
the ride.
Super weird. I mean, I've had Ubers cancel on me before, but I guess it's because they get stuck in traffic.
Yeah.
Or they becomes too much like of a pain in the ass. Yeah. Yeah. So that's
every normal. Other Uber that I've gotten into has told me cancel your ride and just pay me cash. I'll charge you this much less or whatever. Not that Uber is very expensive anyway, but I'm like, whatever.
Really?
I don't know if that works negatively against me, but every Uber except one that we've gotten into has said that.
I've never had that before, but I don't even know how many Ubers. Well, living here, I use it a lot. You know?
You're like in the middle of a city too.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
they don't have to worry about finding a ride or not getting paid enough.
I got rid of my car. The lease was up. When was it? November? And I haven't missed it like once. I mean, I missed my car because I liked it, but as far as like, oh my God, I wish I had a car, like nothing. Like it hasn't crossed my mind at all because every time I go out, I just take an Uber, it's easier. And this is why, because where I go, if I take my car here, I have to pay for the parking anyway. So it's cheaper for me to just take an Uber than the parking here.
Because a lot of the time you're paying like $20 to park in a lot or by the hour, which is like, what's the point? I'm right around the corner. I could have walked here, but I.
Yeah, exactly. So you're paying, you know, sometimes I will spend like $30, $40 in parking. Like, fuck that. I was like, and then when Uber came, it was perfect. Like, you don't have to pay for parking. You don't have to pay for that. And then Uber ride down the road, it's like $4 or $5, maybe $10 to the beach or whatever, which is nothing, you know?
So I have to go in like 15, 20 minutes. I want to talk about Momo real quick before that becomes completely irrelevant.
Well, I'm a mommy now, so this is important to me.
You have to know these things, Christian.
Yes, I have to know these things.
Momo will take your baby.
Oh, God.
You heard about this entire craze, didn't you?
Yeah, this is old, but go ahead.
It's like, I just want to touch base because we didn't get to talk about it between our shows, but...
Okay.
These stupid, I don't know who started it. So everybody probably already knows what Momo is now. It was an artist created this bird mother, or mother bird is what the sculpture is called. And it's like a really ugly, creepy, it's actually cool. It's like a chicken body with like boobs and a
it reminds me of like
woman's head.
It reminds me of Beetlejuice. Like
it kind of does. Yeah. When she stretches her face out.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what it looks like. But It was never a thing. Someone on Reddit or 4chan, I don't remember which one, created this video. But some mommy blog picked it up and completely lied about seeing Momo in videos with like Peppa Pig cartoons or like children's cartoons telling the kids they should kill themselves or turn the oven off on while their parents aren't home. And of course, then mommies started sharing it all over the place, which makes copycats create videos like that. And there are actually adult YouTube channels for like cartoons made in adult ways. Like they'll take a regular cartoon and turn it into an adult show. There she is.
Can you see that? That's like most people aren't gonna be able to see that.
They should make a scary movie. That's like this generation's Candyman or like Bloody Mary.
There you go. You should be able to.
Except this was never a threat. But I mean, it had cops fooled, the media took off with it, like because nobody does any research anymore.
Yeah.
If they would have just asked somebody familiar with the internet about Momo, we could have set them straight in like 2 minutes.
They just like share, and then on check the facts.
Because people are morons. And then I hope when you become a full blown mommy, you don't become stupid.
You think you're gonna be an overprotective mommy?
Oh my God, maybe. That's like, you know, so there's like the narcissism part of it. Like my kid is the best looking. My kid is the smartest. I have to, you have to protect that kid. Like, I mean, I never want to be that mom, but I am. If I ever have kids, I'm totally going to be that mom. My kid's going to be better, not than yours, because our children will obviously be better than
everyone else's children. I mean, with my hustle and Nicole's brains, I mean, it should be like a perfect child, right?
Genius kid, like college at 11,
Yeah, I mean, that's what's going to happen. We all know it.
Let's just be honest. Like, I'm going to go ahead and get, like, congratulations, valedictorian, embroidered and stuff. So congratulations on your early graduation.
Watching me just dumb as fuck. Oh, man. I don't know. It's going to be weird. Like, I'm telling you, like, it hasn't really sank in all the way yet. Like,
it's crazy. You know. I was so shocked. I thought you were joking or, like, drunk when you you were drunk when you told me, but I thought you were joking. Like,
yeah, that's the only reason I slipped because I was drunk. I'm like, I have to tell someone. Like, I can't hold it in anymore.
You know, I wouldn't have said anything.
No, I know. That's why I said it. I mean, I wasn't that hammered when I told you.
Yeah.
I mean, I was like,
you didn't accidentally post on Facebook.
No. I was just, you know, feeling good. No, like, I don't even drink like that anymore. It's sad. It's pathetic.
So I'm not going to lie. Like, I thought about posting something on your wall, like with some condescending passive aggressive meme, but every time I see somebody comment on your page, and I don't really get on Facebook that much today, I've been on a lot. I'm reconsidering my hiatus, but,
I don't want you to leave again. It's too lonely for me.
I know. But I, every time I look at your page or like see a picture that you post and I see people's comments like, better not get too used to that. You won't be able to do that when you become a parent. Or
I know.
Better say goodbye to that. I'm like, why? Better sell this or that. You know you won't have time for it. You're not going to get any sleep.
That's so true, though. It's like,
I just want to say, shut up.
I'm like, okay, I get it. I'm going to have
like
to figure out a human
being. Like,
your life
does not end when you become a parent. One, you guys will have babysitters close by. Two, like, one of you, you know, I mean, you guys don't necessarily have to go out together all the time. And when you do, you'll have
that's a big deal, though. That's the beauty of us. Like, we both have separate lives.
Right.
And you know this. Like, yes. I go out by myself all the time. She goes out by herself. Shit, she takes trips for her friends all the time.
Yeah.
Like, different states and shit. I don't care. Like, I could care less. When she goes out of town, I'm like, this is awesome. Like, I can fucking just eat like shit and not hear anything about it. I can get
out
fat. I can play, you know, video games for like 14 hours straight. I can go out and get completely try shit faced and not hear about it, you know, when I come back home. And, you know, but let's face it, most times she goes out of town, I just stay at home and do nothing.
Yeah, it's like the perfect time to relax and just do nothing. And
yeah,
like
yeah.
Eat,
I mean,
Cheerios well, in your underwear.
That's the other thing, though. Like, at this, I've been slowing down for like the past year, 2 years, maybe. Don't get me wrong, I still go out on my all day vendors here and there, but Shannon
like
knows. It
like
used to be like
yeah.
all the time. Now it's like once every 2 weeks, if that, you know?
Yeah.
And, well, the Saturday Scooter Gang deal, that was like the first time that I actually got together with like all my guy friends, and, you know, and actually had like an all day, you know.
I was happy about that for you.
It was fun. It was awesome.
You need to start like a dad scoot gang once you move to the burbs.
Welcome to the part of the show where it has to end abruptly because the power went out and I left Shannon hanging in there all by herself when she was freaking out. Thank you for listening and see you next time. It wouldn't be a show without technical difficulties as we know. I'm going to go to the next one.